Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, final segment here in the second hour presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Glenn Davis here, your host for Bud Light. Bud Light has been longtime supporters of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We want to thank Bud Light for everything they do for this show. Listen, we wouldn't have soccer on the air if it wasn't for Bud Light and my good friend Camilo Rojas. So here's to you, soccer fans. Remember, Bud Light, big supporters of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And with that, we go to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. All right, Matt, I got to think today was a pretty darn good day to wake up as a Houston Dynamo General Manager after the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup win.
It was definitely... A good day to wake up, you know, and the sun was a little brighter, and you got everybody definitely had smiles on their faces in the organization, and it was great.
Yeah, talk about how this, you know, I look at the loyal fans last night and was just so excited to see how happy they were. Your staff, everybody who works for the club, commentators, players, I mean, you name it, it goes through everybody, and it's just so uplifting.
It means a lot, you know. You just in the stadium last night, you felt that energy, and you know, it just means so much, you know, to our city, to our fans, you know, to the team, to everyone who's ever been involved with the club, and everybody who is currently involved with the club, and you know, it's very rewarding for me as a general manager to see, you know, to not only see the players and the staff celebrating, but the players' families, former players, commentators. Listen, I know how happy you were, you know. I mean, it means a lot, you know, to our city. And you know, and you could really feel that last night.
Yeah, and to see it visibly as well, and then today see the reaction from everybody and the photos and all, it certainly is incredible high and uplifting. How did you celebrate last night?
You know, I really just soaked up the moment, you know, just really soaked up the moment. And it's so rewarding for me as a general manager to just see the players just come together, you know, just come together and celebrate, you know what I mean? And that's really what was unbelievable as well. And, you know, for me personally, just really to celebrate with my family, you know, I mean, it's such a demanding job, and, you know, it takes a lot of hard work from all of our families, but, you know, in particular my family. And so it's really rewarding to celebrate with them, and, you know, and my wife and my kids, because, you know, this championship was really important to them, just like it was for everyone else.
And it was, sounds very personal to you last night.
It was, you know, I mean, I've been very fortunate to be a part of a handful of championship teams as a player, and also working in the front office, you know, for my time with the Impact, you know, and the times that we won the Canadian Championship and competed in the Champions League, you know, and I went down that path as a player quite a bit with the Impact, but this was such an important step here, and it's the first time since I've been here that we're you know, we're champions, and we're competing in the CCL, and so it was extra special for me, for sure.
All right, let me take you into Mauro Minotas, because you were a big part of his signing, and you know, we've really been taken on a nice local journey and story with him. Those of us who have watched him just blossoming and growing and earning the number 9 position, adding all these things to his game. This year, we've seen him set records. We have seen him score goals in many differing ways. I mean, coming deep in midfield like last night, picking up a ball, running past people, turning a defender and scoring from outside the 18. We saw him make this little run where he deked a run to the near post and then slipped behind a defender who couldn't find him. You know, he was abusing defenders last night, quite frankly. We've seen him swiveled in volleys. You name it, we've seen his game grow. That has to be really satisfying for you, having identified this guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, I always remember, you know, the several trips I took to Barranquilla, Colombia, you know, and you know, just when Moro was so young, and just to see the evolution of him as a soccer player, but also as a person. You know, and I remember just sitting with his parents and giving my word, you know, that, look, they're basically, you know, trusting, you know, our club and me with their teenage son. And I gave them my word, you know, several times in person, you know, that, listen, I promise you, I'm going to take care of this kid. You know, this is, you know, he's a special talent, and we're going to be patient, and it's going to take time, but I'm going to take care of him, and we're going to take care of him. And, you know, so of course, you know, to see how Moro's growing it's really special. It's really special on a personal level, and it's really special for us as a club. And you know, what it was really, really special as well is just to see how the city's embraced him, and you could feel it last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think people, they certainly appreciate the passion, the effort. And I mean, he's made this Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup his own. He's going to end up the leading scorer, and it was six goals.
You can't, yeah, and look, it couldn't happen to a better kid. You know,
exactly.
There was a traffic jam, and I had to take a detour the other day, and I had to drive by the old host family's house where he used to stay, and when he first came, I remember I'd pick him up for training in the morning. I'd drive him myself to training, and, you know, I kind of had to pinch myself just like, wow, but, you know, how time flies. Now you see how this, you know, how a teenager's become a young man, and it's really great to see how the city's embraced him.
Yeah, he and I think that's the beautiful thing too. You just said it. He's become a man on this team and a leader. All right, so we know he's a very underrated striker in Major League Soccer. Just take me through, because every club has analytics guys, and when you identified, how did this happen? You identify Moro, and then you have your analytics guys, and I think in this case it's Oliver Gage. They then do analytics on him, or is it reverse before you go meet him?
When we brought Moro, you know, sometimes it gets a little challenging with, you know, in smaller countries or countries. You know, it varies. You know, the data analysis from different countries, but. You know, where we identified Moro was watching him with the U20 national team, the Colombian national team. Mm-hmm. You know, we followed that competition real closely, and so it was a process of about 6 months. And then, you know, when the opportunity came to get him from Autonoma, you know, we had to beat out several clubs to get him on board. And so that was obviously several trips down to watch him, to meet with his family. Every signing, you know, you always hope that you're going to have, you know, we put pretty clear processes in place, but what's important is obviously, you know, to watch the player, to meet the player, you know, to get a feel for his personality, and then to do a data analysis aspect of a deal as well. And every deal moves at their own pace, you know, and some deals, you know, will have all the different factors, but, you know, it was good with Moro. You know, we were able to have a good process in place to bring him to the club as well as a lot of the other guys we brought. And so we're happy to have him. We're happy to have him. But it is important. You got to watch these players live, and you have to meet with them in person, and they have to meet you. You know, it's because they have to understand the project and our city and what we're building.
He's Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager here. After the Dynamo winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup last night, it is history for the club. It is the first time they have ever gotten to the final. It's the first time they have ever won it, and that will never be taken away from this team and group of players and the coach, Wilmer Cabrera. All right, so the reality now is, guess what? We got international soccer coming back to Houston in the form of CONCACAF Champions League. I think this is just spectacular. This is my favorite piece of this, is the fact that we're going to get the extended benefit now of seeing the Dynamo going up against Central American teams and Mexican teams.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's, you know, that's the beauty of this competition. And you know, as a league, we've placed such an importance on this competition. And I remember going through this as a player with the Impact and also working in front office as well, is it just brings a whole different dimension to the games, and it's so unique for our fan base and for our city as well, and it's just these international competitions, they're just exciting to be a part of. Of course, you know, it's definitely a balancing act because it's a very demanding schedule, you know, and so there is always. You know, there's a lot of preparation, a lot of planning, and, you know, a lot of roster evaluation as well. You know, and so, you know, obviously we had to enjoy it last night, but today we get back to work, you know, because there's a lot of hard work ahead of us. But it's great. It's great to see the reaction of the guys. And I mean, what I really love is just to see, you know, last night our team to see all the different flags on all on the backs of all of our different players and the diversity of this team, and to see our American-based players, and you know, and it's just, I'm so proud that this team is a reflection of our city, and it's just, you know, and then you see guys like Oscar Boniak Garcia, and you know what it meant to him, and what, I mean, just the commitment he showed last night, and you know what Juan's been through to get back on the field, and you know, really last night, you know, the whole team had a good game, you know, and Wilmer and the staff did a great job preparing the guys, and you could see they're very organized, very prepared, and they had an answer for everything that we had an answer for everything that Philadelphia threw our way.
You know, I'm going right to what you just said, and that stuck out to me. I just thought the Dynamo were sharper last night. I thought they had a half a yard on Philly for most of the game. I just thought they were very well prepared for this moment, and knew the depth and importance of it too. You're a general manager, and general managers never rest. They never sleep. They're always thinking about their roster. They're always thinking how to improve it. You've told me that. So when you wake up today, and what I want my listeners and fans of the Dynamo to know, you're already thinking, all right, we're in the CONCACAF Champions League now. I have to begin to look at my roster in a different way because we have an additional competition now.
Yeah, no, look, this morning, I was up right away, and I met with three different agents this morning that were in town for the game last night. Already, just discussing a lot of different things, and then I spent the whole afternoon with MLS executives from the player personnel department, just, you know, going through my annual roster planning meeting with them as well. You know, and so it's, you know, there's no time to rest for sure. But again, you know, it's when you wake up and we're champions, you know, it just makes it all that much more worth it.
He's Matt Jordan, Dynamo, the champions, winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup last night over the Philadelphia Union. They did it in pretty dominating fashion, a 3-0 win in this one. All right, your front three, which is always something everybody's talk about, every broadcast, they talk about Ramel Kyoto, they talk about Albert Elise, they talk about Mauro Minotas. Now, I have to think that you get a lot of inquiries about these guys and people interested in trying to purchase them from the Dynamo. Is that fair to say?
Listen, we get inquiries about a lot of our players. And, you know, and that's, you know, I think our strategic plan is pretty clear. You know, we have a lot of young and dynamic players that are growing, you know, and that's what's great also about having a coach/teacher in Wilmer Cabrera. I mean, Wilmer's a teacher of the game, you know, and none of our players, our young players that come to the team are a finished product. You know, Albert Elise wasn't. Morrow, same thing. Romel, you know, even you look at Alejandro Fuenmayor, you know, who I thought had a great game last night. You know, Alejandro, he's grown this year. It's a 21-year-old kid that we brought from Venezuela, you know, and again, I think Wilmer and the staff have done just a great job of teaching, you know, and I think that's what, in my opinion, you know, that's what gets lost sometimes at the professional level. You know, a lot of coaches just want, or clubs just want players that are, you know, turnkey ready. But whereas we place a big value on the teaching element of things. And then even to see Memo come in last night, a homegrown product, and, you know, and come on very well and help us close out the game, you know, that's it's really exciting for me as a general manager as you see kind of a strategic plan come together.
He's Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager. Matt, anything else you want to say before we let you go? We appreciate you coming on.
No,
what a wonderful day it's been.
I'm really happy for the city of Houston. I'm really happy for our fans. I'm happy for, you know, for local media. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for all of us, you know, because it means a lot. You know, it means a lot, and I think what's been important, you know, is, you know, we've had some ups and downs, but we, you know, we stayed steady, you know, through the ups and downs of the season, and we didn't get too high or too low and took the emotions out of it and stayed steady, and I think that was the key to being champions. And so we're just, you know, we're really looking forward to finishing the season strong, and I just want to say, I really sincerely want to say to everybody, thank you for your support, and it was an amazing environment last night at our stadium, and I know that our players, our staff, and everyone at our club really appreciated it.
That's a great way to end the interview, Matt. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time out here to come on the program, and we'll get you on real soon again.
Thank you, Glenn. Have a good evening.
You too. That's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. We ended on a great note here tonight, and again, a moment for our second hour presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident. You've heard me say this many, many times. But if you get in a car accident, a motorcycle, an industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm is going to have you covered 24-7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Big thank you tonight to Matt Jordan, JP Della Camera, Mauro Minotas, all guests on the show, all of you who have called in here tonight and continue to support this show and keep me and Soccer Talk on the air, including all those great sponsors of ours. So it's a great team effort. All right, that'll do it tonight here for producer Tyler Scott, Victor Ariza. I'm Glenn Davis on behalf of the firm. Until next Tuesday at 7 Central, have a great night.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.